Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Democrat Joe Biden expressed confidence Friday night that he will win the U.S. presidency. His lead has grown over President Trump, but there are still votes to count. Since there's no official declaration, Biden is not claiming victory, but he seemed to be looking ahead.
We're certainly not going to agree on a lot of issues, but at least we can agree to be civil with one another. We have to put the anger and the demonization behind us. It's time for us to come together as a nation to heal. It's not going to be easy, but we have to try.
Biden says he hopes to address the nation again Saturday. President Trump is facing backlash from fellow Republicans for making baseless claims that Democrats are trying to steal the election. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the Trump campaign is vowing to pursue all legal avenues to ensure full transparency as Biden closes in on the number of electoral votes needed to win the White House.
The Trump campaign has accused several Democratic cities, including Philadelphia, of a lack of transparency at the polls. Speaking on CBS, Republican Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey defended the state's election process and called the president's allegations baseless and very disturbing.
The people counting ballots, they're working really hard. And, you know, I voted for President Trump. I endorsed President Trump. I want the next president to be the person who legitimately wins the Electoral College, and I will accept whoever that is.
The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits here and in other states to temporarily stop the vote counting. The Biden campaign has called the legal challenges meritless. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Multiple news outlets are reporting the president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has tested positive for the coronavirus. Meadows is one of many people close to the president who has tested positive for COVID-19, which has killed more than 236,000 Americans. The second of two U.S. Senate races in Georgia is headed to a runoff after neither candidate achieved a simple majority of votes. NPR's Dave Mistich reports.
Republican Senator David Perdue has pulled just under 50% of the vote against Democratic challenger John Ossoff, who closely trails the incumbent. Perdue was first elected to the Senate in 2014. Ossoff is an investigative journalist who ran as a progressive. Georgia election law requires a candidate to secure more than 50% of the vote. If no candidate achieves that simple majority, the top two candidates head to a runoff. Georgia Republican U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler and Democrat Raphael Warnock are slated to square off in another round of voting. Races in Georgia have been razor thin. The state's top elections official announced Friday that the unsettled race between President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden was headed to a statewide recount. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. The Supreme Court is to hear arguments Tuesday on the legality of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The Trump administration and Republican-governed states are seeking to overturn the 2010 law, which has helped millions of Americans obtain health insurance. This is the third time the Supreme Court has considered the law. It's upheld it so far. For the third time, a federal court has rejected President Trump's attempt to alter the 2020 census numbers. NPR's Hansi Luong reports Trump has been pushing to make an unprecedented change to who is counted in the numbers used to reapportion seats in Congress.
The Constitution states that census numbers that determine each state's share of congressional seats and electoral college votes must include the whole number of persons in each state. In July, President Trump issued a memo calling for unauthorized immigrants to be left out. A three-judge court in Maryland has declared that memo to be unlawful, noting that until July, quote, no branch of the federal government ever had taken the position that non-citizen residents of the United States could lawfully be excluded based on their immigration status. Trump has appealed rulings by other lower courts to the Supreme Court, which is expected to issue its decision after hearing arguments at the end of this month. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.
Hundreds of protesters gathered in the southern Iraqi city of Basra Friday. Hospital officials say security forces opened fire, killing one demonstrator and wounding several others. Demonstrations began months ago with protesters demanding jobs and basic services. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.